This is Province columnist Mike Smith. It's my pleasure to fill in for Simi Sarah today. I want to welcome all our listeners along the Chorus Radio now, wherever you are in BC today. Let's talk about newspaper tycoons David Black's proposal for a $13 billion oil refinery in Kitimat to use all of that crude from the controversially proposed Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline. What a ton of media attention this announcement has received since Friday. Right off the bat, you have so many people coming out of the gate saying, look, this can't be done. It will never work. Just slamming it within minutes of the thing coming out of the guy's mouth that he wanted to do this. I take particular note that the NDP immediately trashed this proposal. This is one of the reasons why the business sector is worried about the possibility of an NDP government taking power in British Columbia. Here you got a guy who holds a news conference, says he wants to build a $13 billion refinery, and within moments, they're trashing the idea from pillar to post. We're going to talk about this idea for sure in this segment of the show, and I look forward to your calls on the open line about whether this thing can fly or whether it would change your opinion about the Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline. But first of all, listen to this. This is David Black talking about the proposal. This is from the Sean Leslie's World Today Weekend show just yesterday, I believe. Here it is. David Black.
Gasoline basically evaporates in 2 days. You know, last time you filled your car up, you might have spilled a bit down the side of your car. It goes away in like 30 seconds, right? So while it's toxic, it really floats on the surface and goes away pretty fast, so it doesn't really affect the main fishery. Kerosene, which is avgas, takes about a week. Diesel takes about 2 weeks, and we had a good example of that back in 2007. Remember we lost a barge of diesel up in Johnson Strait beside Robson Bight where the orca
that's
are?
That's correct, yeah.
And I remember 2 weeks of headlines in the Vancouver Sun, and at one point that slick was 7 kilometers long. Anyway, by the end of the second week, it was gone. It just disappeared. No remediation was required. The orca were actually swimming through it in the second week, so you knew it had to be just micro thin. So, you know, we've had proof ourselves that what all the experts say is true, that the cleanup required for refined fuels is not nearly as extensive as what would be required for heavy crude.
All right. His point there is, why not refine the bitumen that would be pipelined from the Alberta tar sands here in Canada, load the refined product, gasoline, for example, load that onto the supertanker, and at least if that spills, it's not as bad a spill or it's less environmentally risky than a heavy bitumen spill. Does that get people thinking twice about maybe they'd get behind this project? Get set to call me up about it, but first, let's speak to Karen Riston about it, Executive Director for Living Oceans. Karen, hi.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Thank you for coming on. What do you think of this proposal?
I think it's in the wrong place and that it does not solve the problems that Mr. Black's claiming it solves.
Why not?
Well, first of all, the risk of spilling refined fuels may be different from the risk of spilling bitumen, but it's still persistent, and I quarrel with his suggestion that it just goes away. Diesel spills don't go away. Some of it evaporates, but a lot of it remains to oil shorelines and affect the intertidal zone, and that's going to affect fisheries for decades to come.
Better than a bitumen spill, though, right?
Different from a bitumen spill.
It would be less damaging on the environment.
No, I can't say that.
And really?
Nor can any other scientist looking at it. It would be a different impact for sure. Bitumen is more likely to sink before oiling a great deal of shoreline, but not necessarily. And diesel is more likely to disperse widely and oil more shoreline.
Okay, but if the refined product like gasoline, I mean, if you had to choose between which product you're going to spill, if it was bitumen or gasoline, surely you would select the gasoline, wouldn't you?
Well, with gasoline, your bigger problem is not the spill, it's the explosion that may come before or after it. I don't have to choose, and I won't choose among them. I would say this pipeline project is a very bad idea and we should not build it.
No, well, I don't know why you don't want to choose. I'm speaking to you hypothetically about which one would be worse, have a more devastating impact on the environment. And I suggest to you that it's obvious that a bitumen spill would be a lot worse.
It's not at all obvious, and that's the problem with trying to do this in, you know, 7-second sound bites. There's nothing obvious about it. The fate of spilled oils in the environment is an extremely complex thing. All you can do is speak in generalities. Bitumen's more likely to sink faster. Diesel's more likely to spread further. The impacts are quite different. The impacts are still pretty scary.
Okay, when you say it's in the wrong place, what do you mean?
Well, if we're going to have to refine this product and continue to market it, then it should be refined at the source. Carrying the bitumen through the pipelines has got risks that have become all too apparent to us over the last couple of years. And so I'd say, why not refine it in Alberta and then ship the refined product?
How would you ship it? I mean, if we're going to ship this to Asia, you still have to pipeline
it,
right?
Why ship it to Asia?
Well, that's where the market is.
There's a market in eastern Canada. We're importing at world prices in eastern Canada right now. Why not ship it there?
Okay, so these people are crazy for even talking about building this pipeline.
No,
I mean, why would they want to? Why would a company like Enbridge want to spend $6 billion on a pipeline to get this stuff to Asia?
Because of the price they expect.
If there's no market.
I didn't say there's no market there. I said there is a market in Canada. There's also a market in China, obviously. They've agreed to finance the whole project so that they can own the bitumen and refine it in China. Enbridge would want to do that because if they can dig more out of the ground faster, they get more dollars in their pocket with less investment in Canada. That's why they want to do it this way. That's why any part of the oil industry today is saying the refinery doesn't work. We get more cash in hand if we just ship it out of the country raw. Well, that's not how you build the Canadian economy.
Well, isn't that why we should be talking about refining the product here?
That's why we should be talking about refining it at the source.
Well, I mean, if we want to ship it to Asia, though.
I don't want to ship it to Asia.
I know you don't.
I want to ship it to eastern Canada and the United States on pipelines that already exist. I don't think we need to build more infrastructure. We need to slow down, refine it here, and ship it in North America. It doesn't need to industrialize the BC coast in order to exploit Alberta's tar sands resources effectively and economically.
Okay, if this bitumen stuff is so bad, do you propose that we should stop pipelining it, period? We should just stop transporting this stuff at all?
I absolutely do. I mean, what is the sense in transporting high-pressure, hot, acidic sandpaper down a metal pipe? And that's essentially what you're doing.
It's happening now, though, right?
It's happening now, and that's why there was a spill in the Kalamazoo River and another spill the other day, and how many spills in Alberta over the last while. It's dangerous stuff.
And don't we ship? Don't they pipeline it to on the the existing Kinder Morgan pipeline too, right now?
They do, yeah.
To Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think they should stop that as well?
I absolutely do.
Right.
That pipeline is old, and it's passing through a densely populated residential area. They started shipping bitumen on that with no environmental assessment whatsoever, no public input at all. People are sitting on top of a time bomb.
Okay, so you believe that not only should we not build the pipelines that are being proposed right now, but we should stop shipping the stuff that they're pumping through those lines as we speak.
I think that if a refinery is going to be built, it should be built in Alberta. And the jobs that can be created by that should be enjoyed in Canada. The wealth should be kept in Canada. And the refined product, which can be transported a little more safely, should be the only thing that's transported.
Why shouldn't we get some of the jobs?
We don't need...
How about here in British Columbia? I mean, we take a look at the size of this proposal. I mean, a $13 billion plant, my God. And he's talking about 3,000 jobs after the refinery is built and millions of dollars in tax revenue without this big fight with Alberta over the royalties. Why wouldn't people at least take a look at that with an open mind before we condemn it within moments of the guy proposing it?
Well, the first thing is that it's not been properly researched. And even the industry commentators who've been speaking to the thing have said there's no business case here. He's not researched what the customers want, so he can't say what kind of refinery he's going to build because you have to build it to refine the kind of product your customers want. That whole business case is missing. This is just a floater, just an idea, probably designed to show China, you know, it'll be a lot easier go for you if you build a refinery here. It's not a valid proposal.
He's an interesting character, Black, because he has proposed something, as you said, that some experts have said, no, this is a bad idea. This will never fly. This is a pipe dream. But, you know, this is a guy who's been buying newspapers for the last decade. And a lot of people would probably think he was crazy for doing that, too. And he's making well, money at that. Yeah, I find him refreshing that he's willing to stand up. That news conference he did on Friday was a 90-minute news conference where he just stood there. He took every single question without a lot of handlers and a media filter going on and just answered the question straight up. Well, and I find that personally refreshing.
I have to agree with you. He sounds like the nicest man imaginable. He sounds like he's just trying to come up with a really good solution for us all, and that he was genuinely surprised that people panned the idea across the board. Mr. Black has a lot of business acumen, and I think he knows he hasn't done all the due diligence he'd need to do, and he was floating one hoping that the industry would pick it up. Well, they haven't, and so it's going to be up to him to do the research on it.
All right.
And when he does, I think he's going to find out that what China wants to do is to buy the Dilbit and refine it in China, and so they're not really interested in financing a refinery either.
Karen, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate that. Karen Wriston, Executive Director of Living Oceans.